Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to On the Bench. I'm your host, Brendan Sinone, joined today by a special guest, one you'll be hearing from a ton. You'll be hearing his voice a lot in the near future, and that is Jeff Colhane, the new voice of the Seminoles. Jeff, welcome to On the Bench, and congratulations.
Hey, Brendan, I appreciate it. It's great to talk to you. It's great to meet you, and I wait to meet so many of your guys as subscribers and readers and listeners as well. It's truly an amazing opportunity, a dream come true for myself, my wife, Sarah. We have a three-year-old son, Alexander, that's practicing the war chant as we speak right now. And so he's doing pretty well. We got a little work for him on that. And we're expecting our second child any day. So a lot happening with us, but this has been an amazing process and honored, you know, to be a part of the Florida State family.
Awesome. Congratulations on child number two on the way as well. It's all great stuff. So as you make your way to Tallahassee here in the near future, I guess one thing that I found interesting is with your journey, Jeff, is you've had to work to get to this point. Yeah. You've had multiple jobs and multiple fields. Like I came up in the industry. Like I had to cover high school sports, I had to do recruiting. So I appreciate and seeing the grind that you've gone through. I guess what has been the most memorable, rewarding part of your journey to get to this job at Florida State?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. You know, I would say the people, Brendan. I would say that you create so many memories with so many great moments, and I look forward to being a part of the biggest of games with everything on the line. That is, Seminole fans have been used to that for decades with the excellence of Florida State football, Florida State hoops, the Olympic sports, the women's sports as well. I'm excited to connect with those coaches and student athletes and get to tell their stories and, let everyone know about their successes as well. But just the people you bump into, you know, there was a time about a decade or so ago where when I was at Nebraska, I was hosting a sports talk show and I had Gene Deckerhoff on my show. And I always knew that I wanted to have the opportunity to be a play-by-play announcer at a place where it mattered, where people cared, where the games and the stories and the players and the coaches, it was injected and instilled in your DNA. And there aren't many places that you can say that. Florida State's one of those. And I'll never forget, we had Gene on the show and just asked, Gene, how's your summer going? Great to have you. And that big, deep voice, you know, hey, I'm doing great. And he told me a story about spending time with Bobby Bowden and sharing a night with him and having some cool drinks. And I think talked about having dinner, a shrimp boil, or spending some time on the water. And it was kind of at that point, Brendan, where I knew it was about, hey, I want to have a great opportunity. I want to try and earn an opportunity at a place like Florida State and a big program where it matters. But it was also at that point where I realized when Gene told me that story, it's about the people you run into and the relationships you build and connect with as well. And so that became a big part of my journey. And I've been lucky enough to be at places like Nebraska where it matters, in West Virginia, where it matters, and also here at North Dakota State. But even though it's the FCS level, it's a high level of football, and it matters. And so along the way, that's been a big part of my journey, is building those relationships and creating friendships and being able to tell stories and and make memories along the way. And I hope to do that with folks in Tallahassee and around Florida State as well.
You're obviously familiar with the history of a Florida State football program. And I guess you kind of touched on this, Jeff, but you're at North Dakota State calling plays right now, and you're calling very meaningful games. This is a program that wins a ton at the FCS level, has a very active fan base. So when the FSU opportunity presents itself, you start doing research on the job, I guess, how quickly do you decide, like, okay, Florida State is this level of fanfare, you know, to be college football in the Southeast? I guess, how quickly did you decide this is something that you wanted for yourself and your family?
I mean, right away. Mm-hmm. And honestly, going back to that story Gene told, it just clicked with me, Brendan. I don't know why it did, but I haven't forgotten the story he told and why it made an impact on me the way it did. It kind of kept me connected to Florida State and the huge level of success and excellence and tradition and history and the pageantry around the program, Osceola and Renegade planting the spear at midfield on the logo with the war chant going on at the Doak. I mean, we were watching a video of that from one of the fans over the weekend. It's goosebumps, man. It raises the hair on the back of my neck right now when I talk about it. And so right away, I knew this was a place that I wanted to be at. My family wants to be at. I'm excited to be around Mike Norvell and his program as he continues to build and get Seminole football back to where it's expected to go. Had a chance to talk with Coach Norvell on Monday morning, and he was great, man. He was great. He's a guy just so intelligent, so smart, has a vision for his program, and I have no doubt has the plan in place to make those, you know, those thoughts of reality here soon, and sooner rather than later. And so to be in a place where it's about experiencing those moments together. Yeah. It hit right away. There wasn't much to think about when this opportunity presented itself.
You've mentioned Gene Deckerhoff a couple times, and obviously he's a legend. His voice is so distinct and a part of so many amazing calls at Florida State, you know, the peak of this program being so prestigious. Is that, you know, I would imagine. So for me, everything I do in life comes through this level of anxiety and nervousness. Yeah. Are you excited, nervous? I mean, looking forward, you know, that you're following Gene Deckerhoff. Do you even view it that way?
Well, I'm excited. I mean, I can't begin to illustrate how excited I am. Anxious, sure. Mm-hmm. I'd be lying if there weren't nerves, I'm sure, that I will feel at some point in time. But Gene's a legend. He is and always will be one of the all-time greats. And if I try and be him, I'm going to fail. I can just be me. And I hope that for people that'll be enough. I've got to earn the trust of the fans and certainly earn the trust of coaches and student athletes and everybody around Florida State University. But it's a similar position I was in when I came here to North Dakota State. Sadly, the opportunity opened because we had a legend here, Brendan. His name was Scott Miller. He passed away due to melanoma back in early 2016. And he had called the first five national championships for NDSU football and had a signature tagline the fan base still talks about when he would say, "My, oh my," when a great play happened. And so coming here was bittersweet for a lot of the fans. It was a tough time. And, you know, in 2016, I wanted to make sure that I carried on his excellence in the booth in my own way. And I'm going to try and do that the same way each and every time I put the headset on. I can't wait to work with Bar None, with William Floyd and Tom Block. Those guys are tremendous, unbelievable. I've listened to some broadcast and they don't need to change anything. I just want to be a part of the team and go to work with them and enjoy, you know, Seminole football and creating some of these special moments like Gene did throughout his unbelievable career.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. So during like the interview process, this is actually, we had a couple of listener questions, and one of them asked, like, during the interview process, do you do like simulated play-by-play with guys like Tom and William? Is that part of like the process? And can you kind of just walk us through what stepped during the process of getting this job, the whole interview process?
Sure. No, there's not anything like that. There wasn't any sort of let's throw you in a booth and put a monitor in front of you and put the headset on and do a game with those guys. But, you know, you send in some of your best stuff, you know, hoping that you pick the right stuff to resonate with certainly the folks at FSU. And, you know, got to thank Michael Alford so much, Vice President, Director of Athletics, Caleb Swan, the general manager at Seminole Sports Properties, Peter Collins, Stephen Ponder at Seminole Boosters as well. Those guys were all a big part of the process. And of course, the folks at Learfield, who work obviously very closely with FSU with the marketing side and the broadcasting side, Tom Bowman, Chris Ferris, Adam Witten. But you send your best stuff in and you hope it clicks and it resonates, and you send your football, you send your men's basketball. But no, nothing from a standpoint of a mock game or doing any of those things. I don't really anticipate we'll do that. I think a lot of it will be, we'll prepare for the broadcast in our own way, kind of get together and maybe go over some notes. And when it's game day, we'll roll with it and kind of learn on the fly, learn each other out and go through some of your typical growing pains and developing some of that chemistry. And I know it's going to come together very quickly, because those two guys, you know, bar none, and Tom are as good as they get. And so I can't wait to be a part of their team and have a whole lot of fun there with the process as well.
Yeah, and both legitimately good dudes as well. So I think you'll enjoy your time with them. So another question for you, Jeff, is beyond just calling games, which is obviously going to be a huge part of the job, it sounds like you're going to be doing some other aspects of creating content and whatnot. Can you just give us a little bit of a glimpse and let my listeners know where they can find your work and kind of some ideas and plans that you have for the near future of covering Florida State?
Yeah, 100%. You know, the title of this role is Director of Broadcasting. And so, you know, I'm going to be working very closely with all the programs at FSU. I think that the university is one of the best in the country. And so connecting with the university and not only telling the story of the great successes in athletics, but the great stories of Florida State University as well. There's so many great programs there that have stories to tell. And I can't wait to connect with those folks during this process also. But, you know, from an athletic standpoint, I think you'll see some podcasting things, some audio podcasting, some video podcasting. I think we're going to try and peel back the curtain a little bit and show folks some of the behind the scenes stuff. I know the creative crew at FSU, these folks are unbelievable at what they do. The Climb is an amazing production, which kind of feels like almost a Hard Knocks, if you will, with what they're doing. It's so good. And so just adding some little things here and there that I've got some thoughts on, some fun segment ideas to provide maybe some, you know, getting to know our coaches and student athletes a little bit better beyond just the sport that they're a part of and just beyond the wins and losses. And so it's going to be exciting. We'll work hand in hand, obviously, with marketing and creative and film and all the teams and coaches and student athletes. And I think we're going to have some really fun stuff that people will enjoy.
So between now and the start of the season, I'm curious, Jeff, like how much research are you going to have to do? How many times are you going to look over the roster? Do you watch games? I guess, what does research look like for you to kind of prepare yourself for the start of football season?
Well, it's already started. I've got some notes here for you right here.
Can you give me the updated height weights? Our readers always want to know summer gains and whatnot. You could break some news here if someone's gained 20 pounds. No. That'd be huge.
I'll let you handle that, Brendan. Let you handle the breaking news. That'll be your side of it. But no, it's begun. It's begun. And preparation's a big deal to me. I want to make sure I'm ready to go each and every Saturday, each and every time I put the headset on, because that's what's expected. And obviously the prep is big, but you got to be able to capture the moments as they happen as well for the people that are listening and watching and being a part of it on the different platforms that we have. And so that all that I think kind of comes together to get you ready to bring to everyone the high level of production and broadcast that we're looking to do here. So it started. I've watched some games already. I've listened to some of Gene and Barnon and Tom's broadcasts, football and basketball, here over the last few weeks. And so it's already begun. It will continue day in and day out until August 27th, week zero versus Duquesne. And then what a great opportunity and setting early on in the non-conference play down in New Orleans with LSU and Florida State at the Superdome. I mean, you talk about one of the marquee settings for both of these teams early in their seasons. It's going to be one of the great games in all of college football this upcoming fall.
I want to get to the setting the tone for the season in a second, but a little fun question for you real quick. Are you a bigger fan of Fargo the movie or Fargo the TV show?
A great question. Both Thank are you. Really good. Are yeah. you a fan of either?
I like the movie a good deal, but I thought like the first two seasons of the TV show were phenomenal. Like some of the best seasons of TV I've seen in a while. So yeah, I love the TV show.
Yeah, you get the oh, you betcha, yeah, all that stuff.
they lead Cohen. Into it, yeah.
Yeah, right. I tell you what, the movie, Coen Brothers, unbelievable. The first few seasons as well, I'm with you. The season with, I have to go back and think now. You kind of caught me, but you know, Billy Bob Thornton, I know, was in a season.
Mm-hmm.
Kirsten Dunst, I know, was in a season as well. Really good stuff. I think one of them got kind of weird with some aliens, I believe, at one point in time at the end of it. That was a little bizarre, maybe a little bit of a reach. But good stuff. Hey, good stuff. The wood chipper is on display in the Fargo Visitors Bureau. So if you ever come to Fargo, they have the wood chipper with the prop foot.
No.
Steve Buscemi sticking out of it. Yeah.
That's so good. That's such a good way to lead into that. Yeah, I was going to say something about a wood chipper, but you beat me to it. I love it. Yeah. All right. So last, this is not really a question. I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here, but let's have fun with it. So it's August 27th, FSU's opening the game against Duquesne, opening drive. Jordan Travis keeps the ball in a read option, dashes upfield, makes one defender miss, then another, houses it from 80 yards. Yeah. What would that feel like to you? And I don't know if you want to go ahead and give us a touchdown call, please feel welcome to, but I know you're not a machine. I can't just force you to do that.
One, I think for me, you talk about preparation. You know, I hope I can paint the picture of what's going on pre-snap before, because you're probably going to have some trade shifts in motion, some things moving around. And so that's an area even before the ball is snapped, I like to provide illustration for. And obviously, Jordan Travis, one of the great running quarterbacks, of course, set the single season record for rushing yards in a season by a quarterback, breaking Charlie Ward's record a couple of years ago. So I'm envisioning having a couple of these with Travis, and great for him that he's coming in and he's going to be the guy. And, he's the guy running the show now offensively. But, you know, one of my calls here on big plays like that, it kind of turned into something the fans enjoyed. Was when you had to bust it off a big run at the end, you get a little bit of a trot in there, baby, for the player, just because you get a little bit of that high stepping kind of primetime style with a guy, you know, busting out in the open field to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, trot in there, baby, touchdown.
Woo!
S-U. So. It'll be a little more ramped up than that, but I gave you a little something for it.
I love it. A tease, as they call it in the industry, right, Jeff?
Right.
That's
tease. Right.
All right. That's it. That's sticking the landing. That's how you do it. Jeff, welcome to the FSU family. Really looking forward to getting to know you a little bit better, working with you, and seeing you in Tallahassee soon. All right.
Yep. Thank you, Brendan, for the time, and go Noles.
Go Noles. Congrats.
All-star-studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars, new season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.